Welcome to installment 111 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains one commandment, Prohibition 157. The prohibition against breaking one's word after having undertaken an oath or a vow regarding a particular action. This prohibition against breaking a vow or other verbal commitment is derived by the Rambam from the book of Numbers, chapter 30, verse 3. There, the verse states, Lo yachel dvore, one must not break one's word. The Rambam explains the word yachel does not literally mean to break. The word yachel comes from the word chulin, that there are certain things which are kodesh, which are holy, and other things which are chulin, which implies a verbal commitment which can be ignored and not fulfilled. Therefore, the verse says, Lo yachel dvore, do not make your words like chulin, like something which is normally not fulfilled. This, says the Rambam, applies even though a person did not mention that he is swearing. He did not mention the word shvua or oath. This, says the Rambam, is the idea of a neder, or a vow. One does not have to mention the word neder in order for this vow to be binding. For example, if a person says he will not eat any fruit, or he will not eat a certain type of fruit, or he will not drink wine, or if such and such happens, he will not eat fish, or any similar undertaking, verbal undertaking, the person is obligated to do so by virtue of his vow, of his neder. So too for a sacrifice, if a person at the time that the temple was in existence would make a vow to bring a certain sacrifice, and he would not bring it, he would transgress, says the Rambam, two separate biblical prohibitions. One is that if he has delayed his sacrifice for all of the three holidays, the Shalosh Regalim of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, then he has transgressed the prohibition not to delay his sacrifice. In addition, he is transgressing this prohibition not to fulfill his word, his vow to bring a sacrifice. The Rambam says so too all other undertakings or promises, for example, giving money to Beit HaKabayis for the upkeep of the temple grounds, or even in our days to give charity or to give money to the synagogue, also takes upon itself the status of a neder, a vow. And by transgressing and not keeping one's word, one is transgressing this biblical prohibition. It should be mentioned that one must be careful about making verbal undertakings because then they will run into this prohibition. It is a common custom to say, therefore, bli neder, that I am undertaking to do this without making a vow to do it. So too it is wise to keep this idea of bli neder in mind when taking upon oneself a hiddur mitzvah, or wanting to do a good thing which is not strictly required by the law. Should one do such an act three times, or even once, with the intention on doing it forever, it might take upon itself the status of a vow, even though the person has not mentioned it verbally. Any sort of neder, therefore, or vow, can eventually get a person in trouble. The Medrash compares it to a person who stabbed himself with a sword that he himself has made. The person himself made the oath to begin with, and then by not fulfilling the oath, he has stabbed himself with his own sword. He has made the problem, and the problem has come back to haunt him. The Rambam, as usual in Sefer HaMitzvahs, tells us where to find the other laws in the Talmud. And the Rambam refers us to Masechta Nedarim, the tractate dealing exclusively with oaths. The Rambam also, as usual, gives us the punishment which one incurs for transgressing a particular prohibition. As in many and most of the biblical prohibitions, the punishment for transgressing lo yachil dvore, or transgressing an oath, not fulfilling one's word, is malchus, of getting lashes, 40 lashes, or as the practice was, giving 39 lashes. Our sages tell an interesting story regarding this punishment. There was a man named Shimon, a Reb Shimon, who was famed among all of the people in Israel for his hospitality. However, a strange aspect of his hospitality came to the attention of the sages. He would feed everybody. He would take good care of everybody. And when it came time to leave, even though he was very rich, he would personally accompany the people on their way home. But then, before leaving, he would beat them severely. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was informed of the situation and decided that it had to be investigated. He dispatched Rabbi Yeshua to investigate to see whether there was any truth to these rumors. Rabbi Yeshua, with some anxiousness, approached this mission which he was given by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He came to the house of this Reb Shimon and was welcomed with open arms. He was given a wonderful meal. He and the master of the house sat down to learn Torah. After their wonderful meal for dinner, he was invited in the morning to come to the bathhouse. They came back from the bathhouse and had another delicious, satisfying meal. It came time to leave, and Rabbi Yeshua bid him farewell. But the master of the house, Reb Shimon, said, "No, I will personally accompany you on your way." This made Rabbi Yeshua a little nervous already. However, he could not decline this offer, and they went together on the path. And it came time for Reb Shimon to turn back. Reb Yeshua was awaiting whether his fate would be the same as all other visitors to Reb Shimon's house. However, Reb Shimon didn't beat him. He merely thanked him for coming and extended an offer to come back any time. He turned around to return to his house. After he had turned back and Reb Yeshua saw that he was not planning to beat him, Reb Yeshua called him back and asked him, "We have heard that you beat your guests, that after you leave them, you inflict physical punishment upon them. Why didn't you do this to me?" This Reb Shimon answered that, "You're a Talmud Chacham, you're a Torah scholar, and you behave like a Torah scholar in my house. The other people that come, they may act holy, but they make all sorts of oaths, they take all sorts of vows, they say that they're not going to eat such a thing, they're going to drink such a thing, they're going to do this, they're not going to do that. And after their promises, they transgress, they disregard their promise, and they transgress a vow. I learned," said Reb Shimon, "that someone that transgresses and ignores a vow is deserving of 40 lashes. Therefore, when I leave them, I give them the 40 lashes. Reb Yeshua said, "You're right, they deserve 40 lashes, and not only that, they deserve 40 lashes from you, 40 lashes from me, and another 40 from the sages that dispatched me to investigate your behavior." And upon that, he left. We therefore see the care which must be taken upon undertaking any verbal agreement or any oath or vow whatsoever. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor a share, contact Sichas in English at 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.